I greet you with blessings today on this sixth Sunday of Easter, May 17th. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve our Redeemer Lutheran Church and First Presbyterian Church in Newberry. I am also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie. Please join me in prayer. Almighty and ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our readings and psalm for today are from Acts chapter 17, verses 22 through 31, Psalm 66, verses 8 through 20, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 22, and the Holy Gospel for today is according to John chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this sixth Sunday of Easter. Amen. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. These are Jesus' words from our gospel for today. These are much-needed words for me, and so important to share with you. Jesus is speaking to his disciples on the night of his arrest. Yet, how appropriate these words, this entire gospel reading, is for us today. We are never alone. Christ is always with us. I can't imagine what you are going through right now. You, the one listening to this sermon on the radio or on social media. Even you who may be reading this in an email or mailing. I know how this is affecting me. The lack of social interaction seems to really be getting to me lately. Yes, I talk with people on the phone and on Zoom. I text. I'm on Facebook, but none of that is the same as being in person. I had a memorial service this past Wednesday afternoon at a local cemetery for a beloved sister in Christ who walked on in February. It was very difficult to maintain social distancing. It was difficult to not be able to hug the family or shake their hand. I shared with them my sorrow. I can't imagine what it has been like to grieve a loved one without being able to have friends and neighbors stop by or have a cup of coffee and share stories. That is one way that we process grief, by talking about our loved ones. The neighborhood I grew up in downstate is dealing with this right now. A childhood friend who was 3 years younger than I am walked on this past Tuesday from the coronavirus. She had been hospitalized since the end of March, isolated from her husband and two children, from her elderly father and her sister and brother. My heart aches for them and for what they are going through. But their faith is in the resurrected Jesus. They know they will see their beloved Nora someday. This social isolation has been a form of grieving, leaving us feeling alone and empty, lost, and afraid of the unknown. Depression and anxiety are elevated during this pandemic. I've been reading several articles about this and want to share some key points. According to the sources I've read, one should, number one, limit the amount of information you consume. That's not to say that you shouldn't watch the news at all or be updated on what is going around in the world, but there is such a thing as too much television. Turn it off. Disconnect from social media. That's the hardest one for me, even for a brief period. Take a breath and take a break. Number two, focus on the things you can control. Continue to practice social distancing, wash your hands, avoid touching your face, wear a mask, avoid non-essential travel as much as possible, avoid being around sick people, eat a healthy diet, manage stress, get enough sleep. These are things you have complete control of. Congratulate yourself for following healthy and safe guidelines. Number three, stay busy with other things. I've started to clean out Joey's room, the spare bedroom where my grandson stays when he is up here with us. It's become a catch-all room. My goal has been to set aside 30 minutes each evening to sort through the containers of stuff that have accumulated there. I know I will feel so much better when it is completed. When you're done with your daily obligations, and especially if you are still working during this time, find something fun to do. Put together a puzzle. Do some painting or gardening. Take a walk. Write a friend. Call a loved one. And talk about anything but the coronavirus or politics. Take a nap. Number four, set aside time to worry. You can't just ignore what you are feeling and what is happening around you. Start a journal or write your feelings down on a blank piece of paper. Limit this time to 3 minutes. Yes, 3 minutes. And then move on to something else, something fun or something that will divert your attention. If you do this periodically, it may hopefully reduce some anxiety. Number five, vent to a friend who won't judge you. If you're already seeing a therapist, please be sure you remain in contact with them in whatever way you have already set up. Sometimes it's nice, though, to have someone to talk with and share your thoughts and concerns. Try not to discuss politics unless you know this person shares the same view. Be sure who you choose isn't one who would say, "Everyone is dealing with this, just suck it up." This is not helpful at all. Number six, and definitely the most important suggestion, is spend time reading scripture and in prayer. Your particular denomination has a library of ways to mentally and physically get through this time. If you need help finding resources, please call me and I will direct you to whatever you are looking for. It is in this frame that I share with you again the words from John 14. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." He continues by saying, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you." At our baptism, water is sprinkled on our heads with these words, Child of God, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our forehead is marked with the sign of the cross with these words, Child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. The Holy Spirit is the advocate sent to be with us forever. This is a promise God made to God's Son, Jesus Christ. This is a promise Christ makes to each and every one of us. So even in the midst of our isolation, of being separated from our loved ones, whether temporary or, as in death, for a longer time, the Holy Spirit is among us. We take comfort in knowing that we do not face this time alone. We do not face this virus alone. When the walls seem like they are closing in or your anxiety is increasing, turn off the television. Think of all the good things you are doing for yourself right now, even if you don't think so. Find something enjoyable you've been wanting to do and haven't been able to do. And be like Nike. Just do it. Take 3 minutes to recognize the worries that you have and put them aside. Share your fears with a trusted friend. And most of all, spend time in scripture and prayer. Remember, we will find the answers to our questions and solutions to our problems in the Word of God. We will find words to comfort our fears and words to give us hope. We will also find many joys and reasons to celebrate. And most importantly, we will hear how much God loves us by sending God's Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. The Bible, God's Word, is the best resource book we will ever find. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to join in praying the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to support one of the ministries providing this broadcast, please clearly designate your contribution to Faith Lutheran Church, First Presbyterian Church, or our Redeemer Lutheran Church. All contributions may be mailed to P.O. Box 473, Newberry, Michigan, 49868. This is Pastor Melinda VanderSice. Thank you for joining me today. Go in peace to serve our risen Lord. Thanks be to God.